Cleaning up the debris from a Russian strike, people are happy to be alive and only dealing with blown out windows. Thursday's explosions in Kyiv were loud, close, and unexpected.
The first one struck on that side. It was really loud. I thought it fell somewhere near my office. After about 10 seconds, the second one hit here. Then I realized this one was even closer. I shut myself in the toilet, I closed the door, and I thought there would be another one, but thank God there were no more.
A reminder the war could grow closer to home at any time. The constant threat, that's too much to bear.
They've killed so many people, it's really difficult. Our brothers, thanks to them for our freedom. They won't leave anything standing. I can't take it anymore.
Russia's defense ministry called it a high-precision strike on a space rocket facility in the heart of the capital. It was the first time the city was hit in several weeks, and happened less than an hour after UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres wrapped up a news conference with the Ukrainian president. Proof, says Zelensky, that nothing can be negotiated with Russia without security guarantees.
This says a lot about Russia's true attitude towards global institutions, about attempts of Russian authorities to humiliate UN and everything that the organization represents. Therefore, it requires corresponding powerful reaction.
Rescue workers recovered one body from rubble beneath the residential tower block as cleanup operations began on Friday. The U.S.-funded Radio Liberty says a producer was killed by the strike. 10 people were treated for injuries. The mayor says safety cannot be guaranteed.
Kyiv's still a dangerous place, and Kyiv's still the target of Russians.
The attack shattered a relative calm which had drawn many residents back to the city. No one knows what missiles, bombs, or other messages could be sent by Russian forces, regardless of who's in town. Andrew Chappelle, Al Jazeera.